From Hope Studios comes The Hopeful, a film inspired by real events. A true story set in 19th century New England in a community whose lives are transformed as they learn what it means to truly wait for Jesus. Starring Tommy Amber Puri, Gregory Wilson, and Bill Lake. The Hopeful, in theaters April 17th and 18th. More information is available at thehopefulmovie.com. Hope Studios, a supporter of Life Talk Radio.
Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm continually encouraged day after day to remain or abide in my Creator, which in turn has helped me to grow in so many ways. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well as you listen today. And you can have full access to the Abide app commercial-free. Just text the word ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, experience peace and purpose as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Lonane Lara. Do you ever get tired of forgiving someone? Maybe you have a friend or a family member who just keeps doing things over and over again, without learning, like a figure in a novel who shows no character development. It can be very frustrating. Take a moment to let your heart grow calm and your muscles relax as you breathe deeply and release your frustration. In Ephesians 4:32, Paul says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Notice that the word forgiving in this verse implies ongoing action. God is asking us to forgive again and again, as often as is necessary. Forgiveness can be difficult, especially if a wrongdoing happens more than once. Free yourself from hurt feelings. Pray and be forgiving. Who do you need to forgive one more time? Forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation, and you may need to put some boundaries up for that person you keep having to forgive. But in the end, forgiveness frees your heart to live abundantly. Forgiving others the way God in Christ forgave us is vital to living the kind of life God wants us to live free, abundant, firmly founded in Him. Our flesh is weak and wants to throw in the towel, but God gives us His strength to do the right thing. Heavenly Father, help me to forgive others as You forgive me, over and over and over again. There's no end to Your mercy and grace, and there should be no end to mine. But it's hard for me when I never see any change. Give me wisdom in my relationships. Help me to know when to set a boundary for my own safety and health, and when to extend grace to someone who is lost and broken. You did that for me, and I am grateful. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Close your eyes if you can. Take another deep breath and release it. With that exhale, picture all your frustrations and all your resentments leaving your heart. Feel your body freed from the weight. Just as you are asked to forgive others, God forgives you, no matter how many times you do the same thing. Go to Him now with anything you need to confess, whether it's the first time or the 50th. It has been said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. It hurts only you. You hold the key to unlocking the prison of your resentment. Forgive and keep on forgiving. Listen to Ephesians 4:32 again, this time in the New International Version. As you listen, ask God to speak to your heart about a specific word or phrase you need to focus on. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Listen again. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. What do you hear God saying to you? There's a difference between continually forgiving someone and brushing off what they keep doing with an attitude that says, it doesn't matter. It does matter, but not forgiving them keeps your heart locked up tight. Ask God to talk to you about your relationship with this person and what forgiveness looks like in this particular situation. Your safety is important to God, but so is your heart. Let Him show you what a soft heart looks like. Listen now to Ephesians 4:32 in the Amplified Bible. Be kind and helpful to one another. Tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. In the Greek, the word for forgiving, charizomai, means to give grace. Think for a moment of your life before Christ, and then when you met Him and experienced His grace. Remember for a few moments how that grace felt then and throughout your walk with Him. Now picture yourself in a small cage. You're locked in, and there doesn't seem to be any way out. Then you notice the lock is on the inside of the cage, and when you glance down, the key is in your hand, and on it is the word, forgiveness. How does that feel? Listen one last time to Ephesians 4:32 in the Living Bible. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. Listen to the end of that again. Just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote about forgiveness to the church in Corinth as well. As I read through verses 5 through 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, think about how this might apply to you. Paul is writing to them about a particular person in the church. This is the Message translation. Now, regarding the one who started all this, the person in question who caused all this pain, I want you to know that I am not the one injured in this as much as, with a few exceptions, all of you. So I don't want to come down too hard. What the majority of you agreed to as punishment is punishment enough. Now is the time to forgive this man and help him back on his feet. If all you do is pour on the guilt, you could very well drown him in it. My counsel now is to pour on the love. The focus of my letter wasn't on punishing the offender, but on getting you to take responsibility for the health of the church. So, if you forgive him, I forgive him. Don't think I'm carrying around a list of personal grudges. The fact is that I'm joining in with your forgiveness, as Christ is with us, guiding us. After all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We're not oblivious to his sly ways. Spend some time in prayer for wisdom and humility as you think about your next steps in forgiveness. Father God, I am very grateful for your forgiveness. I don't want to throw that back in your face by not forgiving others. Remind me of your unlimited grace every time I feel hesitant to forgive someone. 70 times 7, Jesus said. Yet, you have forgiven me so many more times than that. Fill me with that grace, Lord. Fill me to overflowing so that I am not locked in a cell of my own making because of my lack of forgiveness. In your name, amen. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking the door held fast by resentment and bitterness. Lose the chains. Let God set you free. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.